Harper Teen and Harper Audio present The River Has Teeth by Erica Waters, performed by Catherine Littrell and Sarah Sue. One. Della. The prison is always quiet, but never still. A train's low rumble vibrates the cement walls, releasing ancient dust in ghostly breaths. Water drips. Mice scurry in the ruins. Starlings flutter in the rafters, all rattle and rasp. Wind moans through the narrow, broken windows. Everyone in town thinks this old prison is haunted. They don't know how right they are. I'm here, I call. My voice echoes in the pre-dawn darkness, making the starlings stop their chatter. I shine my flashlight over the path, watching for rubble that could trip me. If I fall, she might decide I'm prey. If I fall. Are you awake? I ask, pushing away the fear before it can get its roots into me. I pause, listening for her slightest movement, a single breath. There's nothing. The short, fine hairs at the back of my neck prickle, and I spin, ready to block a slap, a lunge, a bite. But her silhouette in the darkness is still. She's back in her human form now. Only a slight, pale woman with long dark hair and a smell like the river at flood time. I wait for her to move. Wait for her to show today's mood. Will she be quiet and sly, or raging? She steps into a shaft of weak light. Her hair is matted with dirt and something dark and wet. Her eyes are as shadowed as the forgotten corners of this derelict prison. A smear of dried blood turns her thin lips into a clown's crooked smile. She comes closer and reaches a bony hand toward my face. Everything inside me wants to startle and back away, wants to bolt. But you can't show her any weakness, so I brace myself for her touch. Her hand is moist and cold and smells of earth. She caresses my cheek, her gaze almost gentle. Some old blood instinct, some half-forgotten longing, rises in me. Mama, I say, leaning into her touch. She smiles at the endearment. And then her hand snarls in my hair, and I'm flying across the room. I catch my balance just in time to keep from toppling into a brick wall. My fingers splay over the peeling white paint, knocking long flakes of it from the wall in my hurry to spin back around. A brick barely misses my face as I turn. Mama cackles. Are you done now? I ask after a beat, keeping my voice steady, almost indifferent. That's the way to handle my mother when she's in a mood like this. She's human now, but only just. By noon, she'll be more like her old self, but I'll be stocking shelves at the grocery store by then. Mama shrugs, but I can tell she's already lost interest. She wanders across the open room and pauses beneath the squawk and starlings, gazing up at them. That must be where the blood came from, a bird she caught in the night. At least, I hope it was a bird. I guess it could also be a rat or a possum. I brought you some breakfast, I say, crossing the room with my pack. Mama settles onto a clear place on the floor and I sit across from her, pulling out a thermos of decaf coffee and a fried egg and cheese sandwich, which she regards with deep skepticism. She turns her eyes back to the starlings and begins to hum. Her voice, even while humming, is eerily beautiful, especially here, echoing in the stillness of the prison. The starlings stop their chattering to listen. Maybe this is how she caught one last night. What's that you're humming? I ask, hoping to draw her back to human thought.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?